Now, I am an undeniable greenie. Now, this should be interesting to you. Here's a report from the respected, highly regarded Delta Institute. They found that manufacturing companies in the county of Cook, if they took some very simple energy efficiency steps, they could save now collectively $300 million every year. Gene Poggi is the CEO of the Delta Institute, and this is on top, I understand, Gene, of a federal study that found that there could be billions of savings across the entire Midwest.
That's right, Bill. Unfortunately, Illinois manufacturers lag the nation in terms of their implementation of energy efficiency.
All right, now get us excited. Why should we be excited? Why should people be as excited as I am about this?
Well, we've all seen evidence that climate change is real, and that comes from greenhouse gas emissions. And 70% of the greenhouse gas emissions...
Gene, you sound like a teacher. Now, but why is this your passion, though?
Well, it's,
I mean, greenhouse gases.
Important.
I mean, you got a big section of the population doesn't even believe that happened.
Yeah. Well, it's really important that we keep the planet as good as we left it, right? And so if you look at where these carbon emissions are coming from, they're coming from buildings for
the majority. I don't do it because of greenhouse gases. I do it because I just feel good in general. It's my nature to want to drive cars that have diesel fuel because I love the idea of getting 44 miles to the gallon from my Volkswagen diesel to put in CFLs. I've often wondered where that comes from in me. I don't know that my parents talked to me about recycling and reusing and downsizing and all that sort of stuff, but it just makes me feel good to do it, even though I don't have a specific reason for why I'm doing it.
Well, it does feel good, and it saves you money. And that's what we found in these manufacturing firms, actually, that they could save a lot of money, and that could be translated into new jobs in Cook County.
Yeah.
And we all know we need jobs. So this would be one way to not cut jobs, but to add jobs.
Now, do companies get it? Do they understand at an intellectual level that, yeah, if I adopt these practices, change out light bulbs and go more efficiently, that this has a real significant bottom line impact?
Well, they get it on one level, but they don't always implement the measures. And it's very, very interesting, Bill. That's what we went in and talked to them about. It was so interesting. One of the common recommendations is something as simple as turn off equipment when not in use. You'd think everybody would want to do that, right? They don't do it. Why don't they do it? Because Joe trained me never to turn off the equipment, so the production line was always ready when we needed to produce. So a lot of inertia out there, a lot of trouble understanding some of the complexities of it. So they need a guide, and they also need to understand that this is a global marketplace. They got to cut costs wherever they can.
Yeah, to be competitive.
Yeah.
Did you read that article in the New York Times 4 or 5 months ago about the phenomenal waste of energy that goes into maintaining server farms around the world at 100% level, that they don't need them to be running at full capacity around the clock, but they do just because they're worried that if there's some errant drop-off in energy that they won't have a backup system. So they have redundancy built in multiple times, and they're wasting phenomenal amounts of energy and money.
Right, right. That's true just about everywhere we look, Bill. We've done this for single-family homeowners. We've done it for manufacturers. We have done it for commercial buildings. In fact, there's a wonderful contest coming up called the Green Office Challenge that lets everybody in the loop play a game that helps them reduce their energy in their office, which is going to be
really
fun.
When's that rolling out?
That's going to start February 4th. Green Office Challenge. Go to Delta Institute, www.delta-institute.org, and there's details about this.
Well, what are some of the simple steps? Is changing from incandescent to fluorescent or incandescent to CFL or to LED, which is the way we've gone in our home?
Yeah, LED is the best. And you never again have to change a light bulb. In fact, when you move, you probably take your light bulbs with you. They're that important. CFLs are much better than incandescent. I mean, that's the most energy hog kind of light you can have.
Yeah, they've been around for over 100 years from when Edison developed them first.
Interestingly enough, in manufacturing, lighting is only less than 5% of their energy bill, so they rarely touch the lights.
Now, that's different from retail or office, right?
Yep.
When you look at the Sears Tower, the Willis Tower, and every floor is lit at night, and even though very few people are on those floors, that becomes a significant bottom line cost.
Right. Usually for business, the first thing to do is the lighting because it's a very short payback and it's very cheap to do. It doesn't take a lot of capital investment.
When I took a tour of the Merchandise Mart with the building manager there, they've taken a lot of steps. I mean, that's a LEED certified building now.
LEED certified.
And in part was because of the lighting changes that they made.
Right. And we're now working with them to get recertified. Delta helped them get certified the first time, and we're now helping them again. And they've done some really creative, wonderful things. They're composting food waste from the restaurants over there. First time at that scale anywhere in Chicago.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Remember, you told me one challenge was to get the exhibitors to go along, because they basically controlled their lighting, and they have a lot of design shops there, and they want to have bright white full-bodied lighting on all of their displays, and it was hard to get them to understand that, you know, there are ways around this.
Right.
That for example, LED lighting, you can get them in a range of color temperatures. There's blue, there's orange is red and yellow.
Right. And they're highly designed. They can be beautiful lights. So there are displays in the merchandise mart that are now doing LED lighting. It's sort of the wave of the future. The price is coming down. The acceptance is going up. And as I said, you never again have to change a light bulb, at least not for 15 years or something.
Yeah, I think a lot of people though, they think, oh, I just don't like the look of the lighting, in part because LED was sort of a spot. It was spotlight. And now they've developed ways to make it a diffuse light, much akin to what an incandescent bulb looks like.
Right, right. They can be designed a lot of ways and highly designed, so they look really like a piece of art almost. Mm. So that's coming on the future.
So turning off machines, changing lighting. Give me some other things that companies are starting to do in Chicago.
One of the big things is switching out equipment for more modern equipment, because the technology has really changed.
Same thing
over
that a homeowner
years.
Has. You
Absolutely.
Know, you get that old washer that's hyper inefficient.
Right.
Swap it out for a front loader. Maybe it costs you a bit more, but in the long term, it saves money.
Right. And in Chicago, about 25% of the average person's electric bill is your refrigerator. And if you don't have a refrigerator that's less than 3 years old, you could probably save money and get payback very quickly by getting a new refrigerator.
Wow. Are you
that's
telling me
energy
that in the last 3 years there have been those kinds of steps in refrigerators?
Those kind of things are changing daily because everyone realizes how important. Energy is a scarce resource. And it's made from things like coal and nuclear, which creates waste. So the more we can reduce our use of energy, the cleaner the planet will be.
So
and
you
the better you'll feel, Bill.
Do you feel better? Are you encouraged that we're moving in the right direction?
I think there are definitely steps in the right direction. The Chicago office buildings downtown have accepted the challenge from the city of Chicago to reduce their energy 20% over 5 years.
Yeah.
That's really exciting because those kinds of big users make a big difference.
Well, Mayor Daley was a big advocate of this, rooftop gardens, for example. Is Rahm Emanuel as well? I understand he is. I just wanted to hear you articulate that
Oh,
point.
Yes. The city has done some wonderful things to foster sustainability. Everything from bicycle lanes, protected lanes over on Dearborn, to municipal aggregation, which got the city of Chicago 100% no coal portfolio. So our electric power is not made by coal once this transition is finished, which is very exciting. And the Green Office Challenge is a program of the city of Chicago, challenging every office person in Chicago to reduce their energy, reduce their water, reduce their waste, and do more green purchasing. Then we'll all feel good. Christmas, it's a great time to feel good.
Yeah.
This
what
is
else,
a triple win.
The Delta Institute, what else are you working on?
Well, we work a lot with homeowners. We're working with small farmers.
So when you say homeowners, somebody lives anywhere in Chicagoland can do what? Call you up and then what kind of information?
We run a program called EI2, which is providing direct subsidies, regardless of your income, to weatherize your house. It also provides low-income or low-interest loans for people who want to do more to weatherize and make their house more energy efficiency. So that's a CMAP program. It's called EI2, Impact Energy, Illinois Impact Energy. Energy Impact Illinois.
So are you funded by the government, or is it self-sustaining foundation support?
Yeah.
All of the above?
We have a very diverse funding base. We have foundation funding. We do have some government contracts, and we do a lot of fee-for-service business. Things like helping the Merchandise Mart get certified as a LEED building and be innovative.
How is that declared? It's not it competes because it's a standing building. Is it like a LEED SB? There was some kind of a appendage to its certification because it's an old building. It's not from scratch, and so it has a different certification reaches.
Because in an old building, you're not talking about construction. You're talking about how the building operates and is maintained, O&M.
And what things you want to retrofit.
Yeah. And the Merchandise Mart is the largest commercial building in the entire world. So imagine the leadership of that building saying, yes, this is important, and we can do it.
And we're proud to have it in town. Well, thank you so much, Jean. That's Jean Pogge. She is the CEO of the Delta Institute here in Chicago.